This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Have you with the 855 Real Joe? 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the actually being part of the solution. Right now, I'm going to harp for a little while. You'll have to deal with it, or you can, you know, you can change stations, but then you'll miss a really good show. The Kara Davis is going to join me in a little bit. Now, Kara's been, I think she's been in this business longer than I have. She's done shows. You've seen her on all kinds of shows across the country. And I've got to meet people over the years in this business. I know some of you would go goo-goo over some of the people that I know and I met. But Kara is one of the handful of people that are real. And when I say that, I mean, you know, you only joke about the Hollywood kissy-kissy type, right? They love you, they love you, love you, you kiss cheek-cheek, and then the minute you turn around, you're like, I hate that person. Right? They don't really support you. They're not really behind you. Well, Kara was one of the ones from day one that I felt didn't just kind of bow down to, you know, all those guys like Breitbart and the rest of them. And not that she was against any of them. It's just that she wouldn't back off her principles for them. Her attitude was she was who she was. She believed what she believed. And she wasn't going to change anything for them. So give me a lot of respect for her. Since then, I've seen her on plenty of shows. We've had her on this show. I've seen her speak at different events. And I have, again, I'm going to say it again. I have a lot of respect for her. So she's now decided, and you've heard me say this a million times, right? Get involved, get engaged, get informed, do something. Don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Well, Kara is doing something. Just like Dr. B, you know, Dr. Bridget Melson. She said after listening to the show for a long time and her being on the show for a long time, she decided to run for city council one day. And she won. She got on. She was the voice of reason on that council. Then she ran for mayor a few years later. I think it was a couple, 3 years, 4 years later. And the powers that be came after her big time. And she lost. And they did some pretty nasty stuff. Now, Dr. B's a fighter. I'm not so sure she's as much as a fighter as I am from the standpoint of going after people and not letting them get away with things. And so she lost, but she lost to the establishment. She lost to people who didn't like the way she thought. Okay? So we need people, especially when it comes to school board races, you have to have people that are going to stand up to the establishment, that are not going to let them get away with things. And not be afraid. And Kira is running for the, in California, she's running for the Capistrano Unified School District, trustee area too. Her website reads, I won't read the whole thing obviously, that she's going to be a voice for parents in the public schools, enrich the education experience for all students, right, enhance the district culture, bring much needed reform, and stand against the mandates and the closures. Parents know best what's right for their kids. And she's right. She's a, I may steal that line from her, but I'm not going to tell her. But she sees it. She knows it. She understands it. She's willing to fight for it. She's got a record of fighting for it already. And this is where I say to some of you guys, if you've got an extra $5, $10, whatever, I know I'm always asking for money. Get over it. It's just who I am. I'm a beggar. What do you want? But, you know, these people can't run without money. All right, well, you know, in my race, I've got to raise between $40,000 and $50,000 to win properly. I could squeak by at 30, but I can't guarantee a win that way. There's no way. So, I don't know, you know, you don't have to live in her area to throw her a few bucks. You know, every yard sign costs $5. Every big sign that you see costs $20, $25. You know what I'm saying? So this is why I always say, get in there, get involved, get informed. Do not. And I'd even say this to you. You can use me to jump off with her, and I won't say trust her, but be curious about her and check her out. Do not vote for her just because I told you to. Grab some of her videos. Send her, go to her website, send her a question. It's Kara Davis. Oh, no, it's KaraForSchoolBoard.org. KaraForSchoolBoard.org with a K. Ask her questions. I'm going to tonight on the show. I'm going to interview her like I'm interviewing a candidate that I might get behind and endorse. And that's what you need to do with all of them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You want to send me a question for her, send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Because it's really, it's extremely important. These are our kids. I've had parents say to me, I thought you guys had this handled. I voted for you, and I figured you would take care of things. Being on the school board is not a dictatorship. I'm one of five votes. You better stay involved. We'll be back in a few minutes with Kara. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to joemessina.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, do so much there. Now, you know, as I said in the last segment, I am always, you know, being Italian, I know how to harp on people. I am always on your cases for getting involved in the community. Get involved. Stop complaining about the schools. Stop complaining about the water boards and the city councils and all of that. And you don't do anything about it. You don't engage or get involved. I mean, not even as much as making phone calls for a candidate or calling out a candidate for them not doing what they told you they were going to do. And, you know, again, as I told you, we've received emails from some people who I've apparently shamed into running for office or whatever. And they're so glad that they did. I'm telling you, as a school board member for me, it's the most a frustratingly rewarding job or thing I've ever done. And if you're doing it for the right reasons, if you're doing it because you know the kids need your help, if you're doing it because you truly want to make a change from inside, you want to make that change, then you'll succeed. And the parents will see it. And the parents, I've been voted back in 3 times now. And this is why I love when I see somebody step up that really has a heart for kids, really understands what needs to be done. I get all excited. So I am all excited. Kerry Davis joins me as I haven't had her on in a long time. We've both been pretty busy. And, man, Kerry, I go back with you a while, all the way a long time, back to CPAC and all of that.
Oh, yeah, back to Tea Party days. Good to be here, though. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Well, listen, when I saw that you were running for school board, I got excited because a lot of people will run for this, and I know you probably didn't hear the first segment, but I said, and I mean this sincerely, you're one of the people in this business that I met years ago. You've always been the same. You've always been true to your principles, and you're not in it for that Hollywood huggy, huggy, kissy, kissy stuff. You really want to fight for people's rights, and that's why I have so much respect for you. I've seen you do it in the whole time I've known you. So I'm excited you're running for school board. But I got to ask you a question.
Yeah, please.
Have you gone through mental health therapy for throwing your hat in the ring to be a school board member? Because you know what it's like out there. And what finally drove you to the point where you said, I have it, I got to run for this?
Well, I've been like every other parent. I have 2 kids. My oldest son was a graduate in 2020, a high school graduate, and so he really didn't graduate. And it was really devastating for the whole year to just collapse like that. And same with my daughter, who was in junior high school at the time. And now she's in high school, but we just missed so much stuff, and I was so frustrated. We were treating the kids as though they had the heaviest burden for protecting the health of adults, and the kids were least at risk and least risky, and yet they had to bear most of the burden of these government overreaches when it came to COVID. And my school board member, I had a school board member who ran as kind of a moderate Republican, but she did the alley-oop when she got in there. It turns out she was just a union plant, and she was voting with the unions on masks and closures. And so we were still arguing about masks in school in March, and our board took up a vote as to whether or not to end it early. The state was going to end it, but we wanted to end it earlier. And my school board rep voted to keep the masks on the students, and then she resigned because she knew that we were going to start a recall on her, and she was over it. She never even showed up to a single meeting. She did every meeting via Zoom. It was clear that she just thought she was going to get in there and get her union support or union dollars or whatever she got and just kind of sail through, but nobody counted on what was going to happen in the next 2 years. So, you know what? When she resigned, I said, you know what? Forget this. I need to make sure that someone is on my board who thinks like me. And the only person I can guarantee who thinks like me is me. So I'm going to run. The parents need representation. I'm always telling my listeners and my readers, like, you have to make yourself uncomfortable. You have to inconvenience yourself. You have to step up, even when it seems like you don't have the time or the energy. And I thought, it's time to put my money where my mouth is. So I'm in.
Now, when you decided to get in, I always tell people, you know, I do some political consulting, and when people come to me and say, yep, I want to run for school board, I say a couple things to them. Are you doing this from the heart? That's number one. I believe you are. But have you gone to your family first? Have you said to your family, I really believe I have to do this? And because if your family's not on board with you 100%, you know this is almost impossible to do.
Yeah, I kind of cheated on that one.
Did you come home and go, hey, guess what I did today, honey? I pulled papers for school board.
Yes, basically what I did. I got in. I didn't even pull the papers. All of this happened back in March. So I've known since March that I was going to run. My race is until November. So, and it's a special election, so I didn't have to run any primaries. Our special election will be on the general ballot in November. But, yeah, I just told my husband, I said, I'm running for school board. And his response was, oh, do you have time for that?
I love it.
No, I don't. I do not have time for this, but I can't afford not to run. We need a parent who has a chance of winning. I think I'm a good candidate. We need parent representatives on the board, people who are there to protect our students and to protect our rights as parents to make our own choices for our students. I mean, there's never been a better time for a candidate like me. I'm not a politician. No. I have political experience in media, but I don't have political experience as a candidate. So I'm an outsider. I'm just a mom. I'm just a parent. The Mama Bear movement is raging across the United States thanks to the Loudoun County parents. And school closures and mandates is on everyone's minds right now. So I've got a lot of momentum.
You do. And the parents, you know, I asked you before we started, but we started a movement here. We have 300,000 people in my general area. We have 25 school board members in a couple different districts. And I went out to help, and some of us went out and helped when we recruited true mama bears, true people who want to fight, not the ones that think that, you know, they're going to be a god when they get on the board. You know, there's a lot of people think once you get on the board, you're going to change everything, not realizing you've got four other people to deal with, right?
Right.
So we were able to work with these people, bring them together, and now we have I'm surprised at the movement that's moving on, where parents are stepping up to help out, want to be part of, and people don't realize how much time and how much energy and money that it takes to run. I mean, do you have an idea what you think it's going to take to run your race?
Oh, yeah, at least $100,000.
Whoa!
Yeah, the unions are putting up a lot of money. They've been doing it, and that's why they own our board. I live in a fairly conservative...
Hang tight. We've got to go for commercial because I believe in capitalism. Yeah. You do, too. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Be right back with Kerry Davis.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Police have secured the scene at a Minnesota Mall of America after it was placed on lockdown when gunshots rang out in the mall. A mall spokesperson confirmed that the mall in Bloomington was on lockdown while a tweet from Bloomington police did the same, confirming that an active incident was taking place on the northwest side of America's largest mall and that, quote, numerous police officers were on the scene. Police confirmed shots were fired after video posts online captured what sounded like gunshots near the mall's Nike store. Police have confirmed that the suspect fled the Mall of America on foot. There have been no victims reported. Once the lockdown was lifted, the mall has been closed for the evening. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. Let me bring it back on. Kara Davis joins me, longtime friend, and I have a lot of respect and appreciation for what she does. She's running in Southern California for the Capistrano Unified School District. And again, Kara, first of all, thanks for being with me, and thanks for doing this. People don't realize what it takes to do something like this.
Well, first of all, you're welcome. Yeah, it does take a lot. I think the first couple of weeks that I declared, I was like, what did I do? You know, because the pushback started immediately. You know, the unions perked up immediately. And I just wasn't prepared for all of the local political intrigue. I mean, I deal a lot with national issues. I don't deal with my local politics very much as a professional. So it was really strange, but, you know, I feel like it's important. I feel like this is a calling and it's something that has to be done. And, I was talking with my father-in-law who is a pastor and who is really one of my best friends. And I was talking to him about how nervous I was and just feeling a little out of my depth. And he said, you know what, Kara, the thing is like with God on your side, you really can't lose. He's like, even if you lost the race, there's something that you're meant to do. You're just doing what you're called to do. And that job will get done. So you run knowing that you're doing what you're supposed to do. And then God's going to take care of the rest. So I try to lean into that when I start to feel a little bit anxious about things.
All right. So that's funny you say that, because the first couple times I ran, unlike you, I did go talk to my wife, told her what I had in mind. And I said, I really believe that God's opening this door for me. I've never been involved in politics. You know, I talk about it, but not involved in it at this level. And so I said, I want to do this. So I lost. I lost big the first time. I ran three times. I got elected the third time I ran. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at her going the third time and saying, I'm being pulled in that direction. She goes, really? Are you sure you're listening? And I said, well, think about the people we've pulled together in the last two election cycles. People that would never sit in the same restaurant together were together behind me because they saw something. I don't know what it was, but these were people we were able to pull together. And we won we had a congressman come against me in that third election, and we still won. So God had a plan. It worked out. And all the things that I set out to do, we were able to accomplish. And I can see you doing that, too, because you're strong. You're willing to fight for things. And I learned I was only one of five quickly. And I also learned that sometimes staff doesn't want something, and they push back on you. And you've got to push back. You just got to be strong with it. So
Yeah. Obviously, the school district has people who get paid every day to go there and work all day long. And it's easy for everyone to slip into the mode of, oh, the school board works for the school district. And that's not how it is. And it's one thing that board members always have to be cognizant of. And one of the reasons why we find ourselves in this mess with school boards right now is because most Americans have forgotten it or just don't know. But the school board really holds the power, and the district work for the school board, not the other way around. And so it does take a certain amount of assertiveness, I believe, to get the job done on school boards. I feel I'm capable of doing that, but I think it behooves everyone to always be aware that there are district employees who are going to look at you and go, well, you're just elected. I was here before you got here, and I'll be here when you leave. And so I'll just keep doing what I want. And that's when you just have to force their hand. So my strategy every step of the way is just to make people accountable, to make people, even just by going on record with the things they're saying, the lies they're telling, the excuses they're giving, just going on record with those things can sometimes be an effective tool just to expose what they're doing. So I get it.
One of the first things that came before me was a book that had a descriptive rape scene in it. And it was required reading for the summer. And I have one daughter that would have read it, and I won't say would have been fined by it, but would have realized it was a book and it was just a story. I had another daughter that would have hid in the closet for the rest of her life.
Mm.
Nobody told me about it. I didn't know they were out there. And two parents came to the board to talk about it. And I was amazed at the pushback for us even talking about possibly simply sending home a slip to the parents that said, hey, there's a descriptive rape scene in this book. It's on page so-and-so and such-and-such. Take a look at it, and you need to give permission as to whether your daughter or your son can read it. The backlash from the teachers was amazing. I couldn't believe. You would think this would be a slam dunk, and this was 13 years ago, and look at what we're looking at talking about now. So, let me see. You got a little time here. Pitch people. Why should they vote for you? What's on your platform? What are you willing to do and push back on?
Well, I'm running because I want to make sure that what's happened in the last 2 years to our children never happens again. So that's a big thing. You know, I want to make sure that our district is committed to not introducing mandates, to stay keeping the kids mask-free, to making sure the parents have choices in mandates when it comes to masks, excuse me, and vaccines. But there's also more than that. I mean, that's the big drive these days, but there's a lot more going on in our school boards. What are they doing with our tax dollars? Who is running things? If you go to a school board meeting, you see all those people sitting on the side. They're with the district. Who are they? What salaries do they make? What jobs do they play? I also want to simplify school board meetings. I want to help start that process anyway. A lot of the times our school boards get away with a lot of nonsense because our agendas are confusing. The way they're written up are confusing. And then I feel like it's purposeful. It makes parents feel stupid, like they can't suss out what's really on the agenda, what this particular item is. And then they overload our agendas. There's so much business to do. They rush through the things that we really should be thinking about, and then they ignore the things that the parents want. So I really want to work to simplify that, to invite parents into the process. My goal, Joe, is not to just win this race and get on this board and then only serve the parents, which, of course, I'm going to do. I want to start raising up parents behind me, parents and concerned community members, to come and take my place when it's time for me to go or time for someone else to go, someone who understands the process. I want to start educating our electorate, because an educated electorate is a threatening electorate. And our school boards should always feel anxious when it comes to pleasing their customers, which is us, the taxpayers. So I don't just want to win. I want to get in. I want to, like, burn down all of the this craziness, and I just want to salt the earth behind me.
Well, no, a couple of things I found, and it actually irritated my superintendent and some of my fellow board members. I was meeting with parents every week or biweekly, and we would go, and they would ask about the agenda. To your point, they don't understand it. They don't understand how it's laid out, what we're talking about, how we came to the decisions we came to. And acronyms, I don't even understand half the acronyms we use.
See, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, the
yeah.
parents aren't. So you're right. It's a great point for you to take. Is it teach them, train them as what these things mean. I do remember on my board that once I cut parent public speaking time down to 1 minute.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Obviously, I hate that. They did the same to us. They didn't cut it down that much, but they did cut it down and limit our comments to 20 minutes total throughout the meeting. And, you know, I think that's a ridiculous response. The meetings do get long, you know, this show. I mean, our school board only meets once a month. That means sometimes those meetings are 7 hours long. People aren't getting out there till midnight. And they were pushing the important parent concern matters to the end, hoping that people would leave. So we got them to at least agree to put those at the beginning, but then they shortened our time to talk. Look, here's my thing. I get the meetings are long, and I'm not looking forward to sitting in hours-long meetings. And you shouldn't vote for anyone who loves meetings, by the way. But that being said, if you are annoyed by the amount of time that parent comments are taking, maybe you need to do your job better. Maybe you're the problem, not the parents. Stop giving parents reasons to stand around for hours and hours just to be heard. I feel like we can cut down on that. Sure. That feeling of desperation if we're doing a better job of communicating with parents throughout each week and each month, not just at the school board meetings where you don't really have a genuine back and forth. You can make a comment, but people can't respond to you. So that we've got to have better ways to do that so that when we get to the meetings, we're not standing around for hours and hours just to be heard.
All right, got a couple more questions for you the other side of the break. I'm loving this conversation. I know they are, too. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Kerry Davis will join me on the other side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I tell you all the time. There's nothing new here. Keira Davis, something came up. Keira Davis had to go, so we'll make it, I promise. One of the things that, if you're thinking about running for office at all, one of the things that you really need to be aware of, you really need to understand, is something you're going to run up against. People that are going to come against you because they never really thought, right, that you'd ever run for office, that your political viewpoints would ever be heard by anyone. So, I mean, seriously. And then they find out that you actually don't believe in abortion. You do believe that parents should have input and a say when it comes to this kind of, you know, to your kids' education. It's like the first time they've ever heard it. Do you know what I mean? Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I'd love to hear from you. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, don't just say you're involved. Get involved. Okay? Really. Otherwise, you're just spewing it. You can complain about trustees, you can complain about school boards, you can complain about guys like, not you in general, you complain about guys like me. And then what? What do you do to change it other than to scream about it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give a call. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And I put that out there for you for a lot of reasons. Because I get emails from people who say, you know, they want to run for office. What do they need to do? I say, hey, you need to make sure that you got what it takes to run for office. That you got family behind you. You got friends behind you. I'd even tell questionable friends ahead of time that you're going to run for office to see what they say. Now, I was telling her during the break, one of the things that bothers me, one of the scary things that you go through, is when you have school board members that start talking about I think what's best for them. I think the best curriculum that I think, when you have a board member, I'll even say city council member, you need to perk up and listen to what they're saying. Because once they turn it about them, once it's all about them, you may be in trouble. You just don't know it. So you have to vet these people carefully. You have to talk to them, get to know them. You know, I said this the other night. I meant it. I agree with Ron Paul. You got to stop beating your brains out on the federal elections, trying to work really hard. I mean, I know some people get upset with me for saying that. You've got to get the local people reelected. You have to. If you don't get them reelected, it's a problem. And it's not a little problem. It's a big problem. Because you got people like me, and I'm just going to say it. I believe I'm a good board member. I try to do what's right for the kids. And I know there's other people who say they're trying to do what's right for the kids, but they're doing what they believe is right. So vet those people around you. Vet the ones running for school board. Vet the ones running for city council. Ask them questions like you heard me asking Kira. Ask them questions like, all right, so they're running for school board. We'll start off there. Do you believe parents are domestic terrorists? Do you believe they have a right to speak? Do you believe they have a right to be upset and maybe even yell at you at times? Write that down. You'll need that. Right? Do parents have a right to look at curriculum? Do parents have a right to input for curriculum? Do parents have a right to give their feelings, their thoughts on what their kids are learning? When the school board starts to say, school board members, I should say, when you start hearing a lot of I think what's best for the kids, you've got a problem. Because remember, you're voted in to represent the people. Representative government, you know that whole thing? You're voted in to represent the people. And you truly need to represent the people, not the person of Joe. You need to get their input in emails. You need to get their input in phone call, whatever it is you take. But here's the thing. You have some trustees, some school board members and city council members that will say, well, I'm speaking for the people who didn't contact me. That's a cop-out. You don't know what they're thinking. If they didn't contact you, if they didn't let it be known, then you have no idea what they think. So this is why you have to ask those questions you've never asked before. You know, people will use buzzwords like, you know, transparency. Yes, I'll be transparent about the money we're spending. I'll make sure you don't. I mean, they'll give you all these things that they're willing to do, that they think they're willing to do. And what you find out is it's not true at all. Once they get on there, they know the buzzwords. They know what turns people on. Or parents on. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So that's why I say to you, you need to do more than just like a candidate. Do more than just think that a candidate will do a good job. And the way you know is you check people out that know them. You check people out that have been involved with them in the past. That it's the only, frankly, it's the only way to know, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There was a shooting, apparently, at the Mall of America. People heard over a loudspeaker, seek shelter immediately. So what did they do? Well, apparently a lot of them tried to run out of the building. I mean, you're kind of shooting target. I mean, you're sitting ducks, if you would, to a degree at that point, right? And people should be paying attention. If they tell you to seek shelter, and you don't know what's going on, maybe you should seek shelter, period. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. DeSantis, being the example that he is, showing you what a real governor should be doing, stepped in. And this is really what Governor Newsom in California should be doing. He'll never do it. He hasn't got the spine, and he agrees with the damage that's being done by these, Soros-backed DAs. Really. So Governor Ron DeSantis says the prosecutors with militant agendas won't get away with it in Florida. Now, I'm finding out some states, the governor has a right to remove and or suspend elected officials if they're not doing their job. And it's not that they feel like they're not doing their job, but they're truly not doing their job. The state attorney, Governor Ron DeSantis, he suspended, Thursday morning, he suspended the DA over a rule of law issue that the DA refused to enforce. Andrew Warren was suspended after the state attorney pledged not to charge abortion patients or their doctors for illegally terminating pregnancies. He made the vow in June. And it was the days before the state law banning abortion after 15 weeks was set to go into effect. Now, here in Los Angeles, the DA that was here, who's now up for recall, Gascon, he also was doing the same thing. And a federal judge, you get to a federal judge who said, you cannot supersede the law. You've got to do what the law says. So if the law says if you do A, you get charged with B, you have to charge them with B. And I've heard about this prosecutorial discretion. That is not meant for you to ignore the law, but to take those exceptions into place under consideration. And I'm not saying that this is right, so don't go right. So, if somebody steals or writes a bad check because of kids, I mean, because they've got to feed their kids in a bad way, they're really just feeling desperate. That's an act of desperation, right? You really want that person to go to jail for 15 years for doing that? I mean, really? No. No. That's where the prosecutor can say, look, under the conditions, the guy's been clean. He really hasn't had any problems. He was in a bad way. I'm not going to charge him with as long as he makes restitution, I won't charge him with stealing. That's what that's for. Anyway, the judge came down on him and just said, hey, you can't do this anymore. So the same thing can happen here in Florida. Only it's the governor doing it. Joe is your host. A lot more coming up after the break. I am it for you for an hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in just a bit.